The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, January the 2nd, what year? 2014. Remember when you're writing your check, it takes about a month to get it right, but this is 2014. And we've got three guests with us today. I want to start, first of all, with Kathleen Quinn. Welcome to Radio Friends and Happy New Year to you, Kathleen.
Thank you, Paul.
MU School of Medicine. And we're going to talk about something called the pipeline. What is the pipeline?
So there's a shortage of rural physicians nationwide, but particularly right. in Missouri, and health issues are greater, usually in the rural areas, due to health behaviors and access to quality health care. So we started a pipeline in 1995 to recruit students from rural areas that are interested in medicine into the MU School of Medicine, hoping that they go through school and eventually end up in areas rural areas to practice.
So how is this working? You started in 1995.
Right.
So is it progressing the way you were hoping it would?
Right. About 11% of physicians practice in rural areas, and the students that have gone through our pipeline program, about 57% of them end up in rural areas. So it's definitely a program
that's
working.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good. Now, you say that medical needs in rural areas higher than it is in the city?
Percentage-wise, based on the population and the number of healthcare providers available.
Yeah, yeah. So is this a program that was started by the MU School of Medicine?
It was started. It's named after Lester R. Bryant, who was our dean at the time. And the literature tells us that students from rural areas are more likely to end up in rural areas. So we started pre-admitting 15 students from six universities at that time. And we, out of the class of 96, and we have found over the past few years that we haven't been filling that class of 15. So it's very important to fill that class because those are the students that, again, are more likely to end up mm-hmm. in rural areas. So we wanted to expand that program to additional institutions of higher education, which we have been able to do this year. So starting for the class of 2014, which starts in July for the medical school class, we will be able to pre-admit They're sophomores in college, so when they come to medical school in 16, they will already have been pre-admitted for 2 years.
Okay, so somebody listening to us today or watching this on the internet, if they're interested in learning about this, more about this, or they want to sign up, what do they need to do?
They can call me, and my phone number is 573-884-2024, or they can go on the MU School of Medicine website and look under pre-admissions.
So go on the MU School of Medicine website, pre-admissions, click on pre-admissions, and then what?
And then it will list out the schools in which we pre-admit students, and again, we've expanded those by seven additional schools.
Okay, all right. Or if they want to talk to you directly, is that the number?
Yes.
884-2024. Okay. Okay, somebody's running right now to get a pencil.
Right.
Give it to them one more time.
573-884-2024.
Okay. Kathleen, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
By. Did we get everything in you wanted?
I think so. If anyone's interested in more information, again, if they're from a rural area and they're interested in going back to a rural area, we would definitely like to talk with them.
Kathleen Quinn, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
By MU School of Medicine. And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year to Jeff Helsher, who's standing over there hanging on every word you're saying. Now, we turn to Janet Schisler.
Right,
Janet? Mm-hmm. And Robert McGregor. Good to have both of you here.
Thank you.
And you're here with the organization called Room at the Inn, the Winter Shelter.
Correct.
Where is Room at the Inn?
Well, this year we are going to start off at Broadway Christian Church, where we're a collaboration of different faith communities that provide mm-hmm. an emergency winter shelter for the homeless. And this year we've got five congregations that have offered their facilities.
So this is shelter. Strictly an emergency winter shelter. Someone
Correct.
Has no place to go.
It is
no questions are asked.
That's
right?
Correct. We welcome anyone that can come in, and as long as they abide by the few rules that we have.
And what are the rules that you have?
The rules are like no weapons, no alcohol, no drugs.
Sounds pretty reasonable to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And do you provide, besides sleeping, do you provide a hot meal for them?
Most of them will have just eaten at the Loaves and Fishes soup kitchen.
Okay.
We will have prepackaged food and sandwich makings and things like that.
Yeah. Robert, what do you want to add to this?
Well, in addition to providing the emergency shelter, Room at the Inn is linked with the Resource Center, which is another group which is focused on directing and advocating for homeless people with the service community, the social services, the VA, and other groups who can provide not only an emergency shelter, but a way out of homelessness permanently.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
And that's so very important. You know, many of us just take it for granted, the fact that we have a roof over our head. It's cold, it's snowing, or it's raining, or the wind is blowing. We have shelter. We can go into the house and stay warm. But there are some of our brothers and sisters out there who have no place to go.
Absolutely.
And we are fortunate to have Room at the Inn, the Winter Shelter, the Harbor House with the Salvation Army, or any other organization that cares from their heart to help folks who are in a situation, many of them through absolutely no fault of their own.
That's correct.
If people want to help out with this, or they want to make a donation, or they want more information, or if they need assistance, what do they do?
Okay. Last year, we had about 350 volunteers, so we need lots of volunteers who are willing
to come down. And what do the volunteers do?
They come in and staff the shelter and just help settle people in and stay with them during the night.
And give a friendly ear,
And give a friendly ear.
Yeah, I would imagine that is one of the most important things, too, that you can do is listen to
Absolutely.
These folks. Yeah,
absolutely.
And they know that somebody cares
mm-hmm.
above and beyond just giving them a bed and
That's
a warm
correct.
Place to sleep.
That's correct.
So if they want the
information. If they want to do that, they can send an email to roomattheinn@centurylink.net.
Okay, so email all one word.
All one word.
Room at the inn. At CenturyTel.
Link. No, CenturyLink.
Oh, CenturyLink now.
.net.
Okay, Room at the Inn at CenturyLink.net.
That's correct.
That will do it.
If they want to donate monetary donations, they can send it to Columbia Interfaith Resource Center at P.O. Box 272 in Columbia, 65205.
Thank you so much for coming by. All right. Tomorrow, Youth Empowerment Zone, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio. Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyung. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.